Today we're building a Roughneck-style subsign clean riser in Ableton Live 12 using an automation-first workflow for jungle, old-school DNB, and darker roller vibes. The big idea here is simple. This is not a big generic EDM whoosh. We want a tension tool that feels like it belongs inside a DNB arrangement. Something low, focused, a bit dangerous, and clean enough that the drums can still breathe. The goal is pressure, not clutter. Motion, not mosh. So think of this riser as being built in energy bands. The sub or fundamental gives you weight. The low mids give you body. The top layer gives you the drama. If all three rise in exactly the same way, the sound gets vague fast. If you control them separately, the riser feels intentional and much more powerful. Let's start from scratch. Create a new MIDI track and name it something like Roughneck Subsign Riser. Put it somewhere easy to find, because once you build this kind of device, you're going to want to duplicate it and reuse it all over the place. Node operator. You could use analog too, but operator is especially good here because it gives you a very clean sign foundation and precise control over pitch and envelope. Start with oscillator set to a sine wave. Keep the amplitude envelope simple and snappy enough to stay responsive, but long enough to let the build breathe. A good starting point is 0 millisecond attack, about 1 to 2 seconds decay. Sustain it full, and a release somewhere around 200 to 400 milliseconds. For the MIDI clip, set up a 2-bar phrase if you want a standard lift, or 4 bars if you want something more cinematic and old school. In DNB, phrase length matters just as much as tone. A lot of tension devices fail because they're too long, too wide, or both. We want something focused that pushes the track forward without killing the pocket. Now choose a note range that fits the vibe. If you want more sub pressure, stay low, around G1 to D2. If you want it to read more like a musical lift than a pure sub-movement, move it up into A2 to C3. For a clean sub-sign feel, avoid a tuned unison and keep the source as pure as possible. At this stage, the sound should be almost boring. That's good. Clean first. Clean means controllable. Next, put EQ8 after operator. High pass very gently around 20 to 30 Hz, just to clear out useless rumble. If the tone feels muddy or boxy, make a small dip somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to over-design the sound yet, just making sure the foundation is stable and mix-ready. After that, drop in utility and set the width to 0% for now. That keeps the core dead center and mono clean. In DNB, this is a really important discipline. Low-end tension should stay solid in mono, because the whole arrangement needs to remain DJ-friendly and kick-snare-focused. Now the fun part. Automation-first motion. Instead of browsing presets or stacking random effects, we're going to design a movement ourselves. You can automate pitch directly on operator, or create the effect by writing a rising MIDI contour. Either way works. For a 2-bar riser, a rise of about 5 to 12 semitones is usually enough. For a 4-bar build, you can stretch that into something like 7 to 19 semitones, depending on how dramatic you want the transition to feel. A good tip here is to make the motion phrased, not perfectly linear. Old-school jungle tension often feels more human when it sits still at the start, and then ramps harder near the end. That late acceleration gives you urgency. So instead of a straight ramp, from start to finish, try a curve that relaxes a little in the first half and then pushes harder in the final half bar or final bar. Now add auto filter after EQ8. Start with a low-pass filter, either 12 dB or 24 dB. Set the cutoff low at the beginning, maybe around 120 to 250 Hz, and automate it up toward 8 to 14 kHz by the end of the phrase. You can add a touch of resonance, but don't go crazy. Somewhere around 5 to 20% is usually enough to create focus without turning the sound into a whistle. This is where the riser really starts to feel alive. If you want it to feel more old school and less polished, let the filter open unevenly. Maybe the first 3 bars move slowly, and then the last half bar surges much faster. That kind of late push feels more like a real jungle arrangement than a perfectly even sweep. Next, add saturator after auto filter. This is where the subsign starts getting some attitude. Start with a modest drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. Keep the output under control so you don't just make it louder and call it better. The point is to bring out harmonics without losing the fundamental. Then automate the drive so it increases as the riser develops. You might start around 0 to 2 dB and end up around 5 to 8 dB if you want it more aggressive. If you want a nastier edge, you can try overdrive instead of saturator, but be careful. In darker DNB, too much fizz will ruin the weight. We want tension, not distortion soup. The sound should still read as a bass-derived motion. not just a generic noise sweep. Now let's handle stereo movement the right way. A classic mistake is widening the entire riser, which destroys low-end coherence. Instead, split the sound into a low core and a high motion layer. Use an audio effect rack with two chains. On chain 1, the low core, keep utility width at 0 and low pass at around 150 to 250 Hz. This part should stay mostly static and centered. On chain 2, the high motion layer, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. You can add chorus ensemble, a bit of utility widening, or even a very subtle ping-pong delay with a tiny mix, like 3 to 8%, just to add some shimmer. Automate this chain to get wider over time, starting narrow and ending much broader. A range from 0 to 20% at the start up to 40 to 70% at the end is a good ballpark. The key rule is this. Keep the lows mono, the stereo excitement lives above the fundamental. That's how the drop still hits with proper center authority. At this point, if the automation feels good, print it. Resample the riser to a new audio track and record the 2 or 4 bar pass. This is a really important advanced workflow move, because once it's audio, you can edit it, shop it, reverse it, layer it, and generally treat it like a proper transition asset instead of a live synth patch. After recording, warp lightly if needed, but don't overwarp the movement. Consolidate the best take, duplicate it, and make variations. Try one version that stays cleaner and more tonal, and another that's dirtier and a little more aggressive. Layer them quietly under each other, and you can get a transition that feels expensive without cluttering the mix. Now make sure the riser works with the drums, not just over them. In D&B and jungle, transitions are often strongest when the riser supports the break edits and snare phrasing. So place it in context with your fill or drum mute. A good arrangement might go like this: a full groove for several bars, then the drums thin out, the riser starts quietly, a snare fill builds tension, and then the riser peaks right before the drop lands. You can also sidechain the riser lightly from the kick and snare, if needed. Keep it subtle, fast attack, release around 80 to 150 milliseconds, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That's often enough to keep the transients clean without making the transition feel weak. Before you commit, check the ending. The last 1 or 2 beats of the phrase matter a lot. If the riser is too bright, trim the extreme top end above 16 to 18 kHz. If it feels cloudy, cut a little around 250 to 400 Hz. And always test the low layer in mono. If the printed audio has too much unnecessary sub-energy, it can collide with the drop and make everything feel smaller instead of bigger. For the handoff into the drop, you've got a few strong options. You can let the riser peak right before the downbeat, then cut it hard for maximum contrast. Or you can bounce it with a short tail and place a reversed version leading into the drop for that classic pressure release effect that works especially well in jungle and dark rollers. A few pro moves to keep in mind while you work. First, use contrast as a design tool. If your drop is dense, keep the riser comparatively clean and sparse. If the arrangement is minimal, you can afford a slightly richer build. The point is always to create a clear before so the after lands harder. Second, print variations early. Don't trust one automation pass. Bounce 2 or 3 versions while the curve is fresh, then choose the one that supports the drums best later. Third, if you want extra character, try a second layer that's slightly pitch-shifted, maybe 1 to 3 semitones lower and a bit more saturated. That creates thickness without piling too much low-end energy into one place. And fourth, check the riser at low volume. If it only feels exciting when it's loud, it's probably relying too much on brightness. A good D&B riser still reads as movement when turned down. Here's a great practice move: build 2 versions of the same riser. One should be a clean subsine lift with only pitch, filter, and a modest saturation increase. The other should be dirtier, with a high-passed stereo upper layer and a sharper resonance peak at the end. Then place both into a simple 8-bar arrangement and compare them in context. Test in mono. Test at low volume. Ask yourself which one feels more like old-school jungle tension and which one leaves more room for the snare. If you want to push further, save the whole setup as a rack template. Keep one clean chain, one grit chain, and one stereo top chain. That way, you can build future transition tools in minutes instead of starting from zero every time. So to recap, start with a clean sine-based core in operator, build the movement through pitch, filter, saturation, and controlled stereo automation. Keep the low-end mono, resample when the automation feels right, and always shape the riser around the drum phrasing. For darker D&B, the magic is intention, density, and control. Not huge brightness. Not random noise. Just clean, dangerous pressure that makes the drop hit like it means it. That's the Roughneck Subsign Clean Riser workflow. Fast, focused, and very usable in Riddle Jungle and DNB arrangements.